Do it all the time. This is a guy who was 3 weeks removed from that car accident. I think if a lot of us got into a car accident, we wouldn't be playing football or doing much of anything right now. He only missed the one game. So over that four-game stretch of the winning streak the Panthers have going into the playoffs, he's 5 touchdowns to just 1 interception. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns on the ground. This is a guy who's leading a football team that's playing its best football at the right time, and I think that's what makes him very dangerous right now.
Pete, you make a great point. These are two teams going in opposite directions. Panthers won their last 4. Cardinals have lost 2 straight. But I'll tell you one reason I like the Cardinals against the Panthers in this, and you talk about Superman. I want to talk about a 6'8", 300-pound piece of kryptonite, and that is the big guy, number 93, Calais Campbell. Chiefs fans got to see a lot of him this year. He is long, lean, athletic, can do a lot of different things on that defensive front for the Cardinals. Second on the team in sacks, but a lot of his impact comes on things that don't necessarily end up in a box score.
Yeah, I tend to think that the reason why I feel the Panthers do have a chance in this game is because of Ryan Lindley. He played well last game, but this is a guy not with a ton of experience. I think that's what gives the Panthers sort of an edge going into this one.
I think you bring a great point. And the one thing that I will say to that is you look at how the Cardinals can try to make things easier on Ryan Lindley. And you look at Ted Ginn, their punt returner, one of the best in the NFL, a veteran guy who's been doing it a long time. And you look at the Panthers' punt return coverage. They are dead last in the NFL. They give up 15.5 yards per return. Ted Ginn, one of the top 10 returners in the NFL. If the Cardinals can help Ryan Lindley by giving him short fields, I like the Cardinals' chances of putting enough points on the board to slow down Cam Newton.
Well, Cam Newton's biggest threat that he'll be using is Greg Olsen. You talk about tight ends in the NFL, you think of Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady, that relationship. Well, if you talk about tight ends that have over 1,000 yards, it's just Rob Gronkowski and Greg Olsen. So I think Cam Newton's relationship, his trust factor with Greg Olsen will be a factor here. They've had a lot of time together. So I think in the red zone, he'll be looking at Olsen. Olsen will be ready for it, and that's going to be very dangerous for the Cardinals to deal with.
Olsen has been a fantastic player for a long time. I think he's gone under the radar a lot of times. He's not mentioned enough with the top tight ends in the league. But you talk about Cam Newton. We know what he can do when there's a lot of space out in the open field. But that Panthers offense ranks 27th in the NFL inside the red zone. Cam Newton is not known for his accuracy passing the ball. When you constrict that field and don't give him as many windows to throw, it's not something he's known for. And the Cardinals defense ranks 3rd in the NFL in red zone defense. It's a reason I like the Cardinals in this game. But one player in particular who may be put on Greg Olsen a few times is the rookie safety out of Washington State, Deion Buchanan, who has done a fantastic job in the middle of that defense as the in-the-box safety for the Cardinals. That is not an easy thing to do. There are a lot of responsibilities for him, not only covering Greg Olsen on certain plays, although we know they won't do the same thing every time, but also containing Cam Newton from escaping the pocket. We know Cam likes to get out and run. Second on their team with 539 yards rushing, leads them with 5 rushing touchdowns. It's going to be interesting to see how Deion Buchanan plays not only Olsen, but helping Cam Newton contain in that pocket.
Buchanan is truly a defensive force, and I think if you look at the NFL season as a whole, 2014, now we're headed into the playoffs, but you look at the season as a whole, it's been the year of J.J. Watt. He's probably going to win a defensive player of the year. Some people are talking about him winning the MVP. The defensive player of the year last year was Luke Kuechly in the middle. He's got 122 tackles for the Panthers, and really he's a force to deal with. And like I said, not to bring up the Ryan Lindley point again, but I don't know if he's ready for Kuechly.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people ready for Kuechly. When you have a middle linebacker that can run the way that he does and sort through the trash, getting through traffic, making plays, it sets up the entire defense. One player I think the Cardinals might look towards in this game is the rookie, the local guy from Pittsburgh State, John Brown, second on their team in both targets and receptions this year. I think when you look at the Cardinals' offense, you talk about Ryan Lindley. Yes, he's got a lot on him, and he has not proven that he can take this stage and play well, but from the Panthers' defensive perspective, they know about Michael Floyd. They know about Larry Fitzgerald. Those are their big physical receivers on the outside. I think John Brown getting across the middle, getting some yards after the catch on some big plays, may be the outlet that Lindley will use as a guy who's not necessarily getting as much attention as those two big guys on the outside.
He's got the Cardinals. I got the Panthers. We'll see what happens on Saturday.